Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I assist you?
Hi, my name is Gay Stenberg, and I'm just looking at my my Citibank statement, and it looks like I made a purchase on February 18th from your store, and I can't for the life of me remember what it might be.
That's okay. May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
49457.
And thank you for that. And that person last name?
Gay Stenberg.
Alrighty. And for security purposes, may I have the address associated with the account, please?
7819 Westlake Road, Twin Lake, Michigan, 49457. These days I just get paranoid when I see stuff on my statement that I think, what did I buy?
Alrighty. And thank you for that. And I was able to associate an account for you. It does seem like on February, November, do you remember paying $670 shipping and handling to receive what they call the tracker tag?
What's a tracker tag? Oh, yes, I do remember.
Yes, ma'am. And you only paid that shipping and handling to receive the item. And this was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. They billed you 48 hours later per the terms and conditions for the membership fee, which is $49.97.
I need to cancel that. I don't know what I did, but I need to cancel that.
That's okay. Now, they did provide you in the email that you use when you signed up. There's a $125 gift card that they loaded to you each month you were enrolled as a member. You can go inside of your email. There's a link you can use. You open that link, and you can actually use the $125 gift cards that they provided you online web store and go in there and buy the best gadgets in the world, okay? So they loaded you one for you. November, December, January and February. So you have four of those gift cards there that you can actually go inside of your email, open that link and use. But I can get you canceled out of this where you won't have any more reoccurring charges. Give me 1 second, please.
Okay, and then I guess I have to ask a question.
Sure.
Where do I find the email? I mean, if it goes back that far.
Whatever email you use at the time you signed up, and I do
right,
have,
like my regular email address, right?
Yes, it has STEN675,
yeah.
Correct.
So go into that.
Yes, ma'am. And there should be a link in there, and I can actually give you the link. It would be...
Yeah, let me write this down.
Yes, ma'am.
I won't remember it in 2 minutes. Oops. I was strapped to. Okay, what is the link?
The link would be hotconsumerdeals.com.
Yeah, I don't know how I did this.
It's fine.
I just push buttons and I... Okay, deals.net?
It's hotconsumerdeals.com.
Hotconsumer.com.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I have that.
Okay, and I do have your cancellation order number for you. Let me know when you're ready to take it
down. I'm ready.
Okay, it will be C as in Charlie. That's 259-009-752.
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, and thank you for calling customer service.
Because I do. I push buttons, and I go, oops.
That's fine. No problem. You're completely canceled out of that, okay? And thank you, and you have a great day.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.